Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Brought to you by our good friends at Knutson's. And speaking of which, it is time for the Knutson's Fishing Report. Head on over to Brooklyn, beautiful Brooklyn, with Tom Knutson. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Doing great, Mark. How are we doing on this fine Friday morning?
You know, sunny skies, and looks like it's going to be another great weekend. So, yeah. Things are going well. Things are going.
Life
is
warm up a little bit.
You know, we had that little cold snap. You know, just enough for fall to say, "Yep, I'm here," and winter's coming. And now it's going to be warming up a little bit. We're flirting with 60s this weekend, so that'll be nice. Get some stuff done outside.
Be a little warm up, maybe a little yard work. You know, last week was perfect to be garbage. You know, it was a great big football weekend, so all you know, the big games are a little less. You know, definitely a good weekend to go do some of the outdoor stuff.
Exactly. And if like cleaning up your yard is not your thing, you want to do some actual, real, honest to goodness outdoor stuff, what's the fishing outlook like for this weekend, Tom?
Well, these days now, when you get out, if you can get out on a day like today, tomorrow when it's going to warm up, you know, you get in close to 60 degrees, sun comes out, man, them fish are going to be, you know, especially the predator fish, the pike and the bass, and even those few lakes around here that got walleye, those are going to be some good fishing opportunities for the next couple weeks before the water gets really chilly and before we skim that ice over.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know. And it just seems like it's, I don't want to say depressing. It's just, for me, it's kind of like a difficult season to go through once it gets too cold, but not cold enough to go ice fishing yet. You know, when you got that, just that little thin layer on there, we're still a little bit of ways from that.
Oh yeah. We're not in the depressing mode at this point. This is when people start getting excited about ice fishing.
Yeah.
The phones are already ringing, you know, when's this coming in? When's that coming in? You know, that type of stuff. You know, when all I can say is that, well, you know, like everything else, it's going to get here when it gets here because, you know, transportation and everything else that's going on is keeping things, you know, on the tight end of it. But we're working hard to get the merchandise in here and start start working on getting ice fishing up to speed.
Right. So for me, like I'm. When it comes to springtime, for me, I'm, you know, making sure I've got new line. I'm making sure I've got the right tackle that I need. Is that pretty much the same scenario for ice fishing? Just making sure you're getting all of your equipment topped off and ready to go for the season?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even more so, I think, for the ice fishermen. You know, for those hardcore, true blue ice fishermen, it's even more. I mean, it's automatic. No matter what, you're changing the line from last year. You're, you know, looking for the new equipment that was available. That was available this year versus last year. Lures, different things like that. Trying to find the latest, greatest way to cut a hole in the ice. Those type of things. But it's definitely a lot of fun because you get through the first week of deer season, get through Thanksgiving, and then it's instantaneous. I mean, it's bam, ice fishing is on everybody's mind.
Absolutely. So, all right. Hey, you mentioned deer season. You still have a lot of bucks rolling in there to Knutson's during bow season, right, for your competition you got going on.
Absolutely. Yep. We're up to 77 deer so far.
Nice.
For the year, which is right about on par for compared to last year. We were just a touch behind, but we were so warm in the early part of the season, and definitely the last week, the last 2 weeks, it's really increased greatly the number of deer brought in.
Yeah. And opening day for firearm season, that's coming up on, I know it's a Monday, which isn't the best day.
Yeah, it's a week from Monday.
It's not I don't think Monday's the best day for, I don't know why they just don't let this happen on a weekend every year.
Well, Mark, we've had this battle. this was a thing that me and Mr. McKibben would work on, especially years after years after years. Mm-hmm. And, we're getting close. You know, we've got about five more years and we'll get her. We'll get her on a Saturday because it was 11 years between Saturdays because we have this mental block in the DNR that says the 15th is the only day you can kill a deer. not the Saturday, the second Saturday of November, but the 15th of November is the only day, because people will not know when to go hunting. Yet every other state that I know of has a specific day, whether it's a Friday, a second Saturday, or a first Friday, or first Saturday, whatever it is. But the state of Michigan, so we have to, you know, that weekend, I guarantee you that will be the first week of fall sports practices. And kids have to be in school in order to go to practices.
Right.
And you know, if it's your first week, you know, you can't take the day off, you know, to go to football or basketball or whatever practice. It's basketball this time of year, basketball, wrestling.
Right.
You know, you're trying to make a team. Now you got to sacrifice going out hunting because you've got to go to a school, you know, got to go to practice. I mean, it's craziness. It doesn't have to be this way.
Right. Do they keep it this way because they want to control the number of people out hunting?
Well, here's what it, I mean, you can only think after a while, why?
Okay.
Why do we do this draconian system that the DNR has for this? And it's the only thing you can figure out is that there's some people in the DNR who like to go hunting themselves, and that, you know, on weekdays it's less people in the woods than there are on weekends, so that they have more space out in the woods. It's the only thing it can be. I mean, it absolutely makes no. There is no sense other than the loss of 30% of sales because it's not on a Saturday opener. I mean, I've got it. It's proven. I can show you the numbers every time that it opens on a Saturday. We have a 30% increase in license sales and a 30% increase in sales that go with this. And not many people realize, but every time you buy a outdoor hunting-related item, there's a thing called the Pittman-Robertson Act, and there's an actual 10% tax that everybody pays, and nobody knows it's even there. And so if you pay 30% more, that means that there's 30% more in the Pittman-Robertson, which eventually comes back because everything is based on license sales. So, again, if you sell more licenses, you're going to get more money back from the federal government.
Is it just as simple as having a conversation with our reps and senators like Shirky?
I've tried every angle. I mean, I've tried getting legislation through, and just nobody's got the guts to do it. And, you know, I said, hey, let's try it for 5 years. You know, I mean, we'd try all these other things for 2, 3 years, five years, whatever. Let's try it for 5 years and see if we can handle it. You know, see what it does for your numbers. Let's see what it does for hunting and, you know, keeping people, active in the sports, in the outdoors.
They adjusted the start of the school year for tourism in the state. It seems like that they could tweak this easily if they wanted to.
Well, we tried to adjust that for tourism. That's another discussion for another day.
Okay. We only have
because
so
somehow because somehow we don't ever start after Labor Day like we're supposed to.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
Let's talk about opening day. Let's circle back to opening day. Scott Clow's going to be out there at Knudsen's. You're going to have a ginormous event on opening day.
Yeah, we're going to have our annual buck poll. It's going to be over $6,000 in cash and prizes. And it is the largest buck poll in the state.
Yeah.
When I say that, I mean free buck poll in the state. There is no larger poll in the state that's free. You don't have to pay anything to get into this contest. You don't have to bring in a deer to get processed. You don't have to do anything like that. All you got to do is just bring your deer in. We weigh it. We put it on the pole, and you're eligible for some really great prizes.
You have an idea of some of the prizes that are going to be up for grabs?
Well, the biggest prize is for any deer on the pole at 6 o'clock. Is a $600 cash prize.
Nice.
That's just random draw. It could be the smallest deer in the poll. You know, and there's you got the biggest buck prizes. You got the most point prizes. You have we're doing something different this year too. We're doing a $200 prize for the random draw for the for a deer on the pole, for any deer that's on the pole by 1 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, we're adding some different things, and then there's going to be some $100 prizes for 3 and 4 o'clock as well.
Yeah.
So, trying to, you know, I mean, it's, and again, you know, like you say, it's the largest in the state, that's free, doesn't cost anything. All you gotta do is just bring your deer in, and heck, you know, by 6:30, 7 o'clock, you're out the door with your deer and back on to wherever you want to take it from there.
Tom Knudsen from Knudsen Sporting Goods in beautiful Brooklyn joining us here with the Knudsen's Fishing. We might have to rebrand this segment because it's the Knudsen's Fishing Report, but we've spent a lot of time on hunting the last few weeks.
We do. Tom. We do. And it's, you know, it, you know, maybe you might want to say the outdoor show or,
yeah.
or hunting, you know, hunting, fishing show or, you know, outdoors is kind of, cause we talk about all different
we
kinds
do,
of things.
We do because it's all
here.
Fun.
I mean, it's, it is.
It's all fun and it's also important for this community. It's just ingrained
it is, absolutely.
In Jackson County.
You know, it's, you know, Jackson County is, you know, one of the most active outdoor counties, you know, in the state, just because of the sheer number of people, but also because we have the ability to have these lakes that are here and some really awesome hunting lands. So, we're very lucky to have, you know, to be involved in one of the largest, most active counties in the, you know, and not just our county, Lenawee, Hillsdale, and, you know, Western Washtenaw are all very active outdoor, you know, enthusiasts.
Tom, as always, we appreciate the visit. Have a wonderful weekend, and we're looking forward to the update next week, all right?
We'll talk to you next week, Mark.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Knudsen on the Knudsen's Fishing Report on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.